Good morning. Bring greetings in Jesus' name. I have enjoyed the service so far. Thought many of the thoughts that were given, devotional, Sunday school class, many of the thoughts that were shared went along well with what I was thinking about. Have you ever met a poor and needy person? I think we all have. Who are the poor and needy? When you think about the poor and needy, who are they? Maybe you're in town. Maybe you see the poor and homeless people along the streets, under the bridge, seemingly helpless, unable to provide for their needs, provide for themselves. Yes, I believe homelessness is a real thing, real need. There are approximately 500,000 people that are homeless in the world, in the U.S. today. Maybe you think about the people in Africa, children living in the filthy slums, digging through trash heaps, looking for food. Yes, they are needy too. Maybe you know someone who is disabled, who is paralyzed, completely helpless, completely dependent on the care of someone else. Yes, that is a very needy person. Maybe your mind goes to the people in Haiti, the hostages there. They are needy. They are helpless, unable to rescue themselves. They need help. They need God's help. This morning, I would like to think of about someone else who is poor and needy. You can turn to Psalm 86. Psalm 86, I'd like to read the whole chapter. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me. For I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy, O thou my God. Save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods, there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord, I will walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. I am poor and needy. That's what I'd like to title the message. I am poor and needy. I don't want to in any way minimize the needs of the situations that I talked about earlier here. They are real needs. They are, I think we should have a heart of compassion, heart of love for the poor and needy around the world. But this morning I would like us to think about us being the ones in need. We are helpless. We are totally dependent on God for our life, for our strength, for our very existence. And I think as we sense that neediness, It helps us to empathize better with the poor and needy around the world, around us. When we see ourselves as needy, it helps us to have a compassion for the needy. I also want to make it clear that the poor and needy does not mean that we mope and we groan around in our own problems, make a big drama of our problems. It's not wallowing around in a mud puddle, wishing for someone to have a pity party on us. But rather, I think it's recognizing our sense of need, our helplessness, our struggle, and accepting that God gave it for a purpose and crying out to him for help. And maybe the purpose is so that we will cry out, so that we will cry out to God for help. I believe that's what he wants, us to not forget him and to cry out to him for help every day. We were made to need God. Do you believe that? When we don't see ourselves as having a need, he cannot help us. When Jesus took away our sins on the cross, he did not take away our neediness. But he met our need for forgiveness, but he also gave us a relationship with God in which our needs could be and should be met every day. I have 5 points on how we are poor and needy and what we can do about it. 1, we are poor and needy because we can't save ourselves. Notice the contrast here in Psalm 86 between the poor and needy and the greatness of God. Man is needy. It says he is in trouble. He's bound for the lowest hell. He's proud. He's violent. But notice what God is. God is good. He's merciful. He's ready to forgive. Full of compassion. He's one that can save. He's gracious, long-suffering. And I like verse 10, the end of the verse. It says, thou art God alone. No other comparison. There's no other one, no equal to him. But he is God alone. You can turn to Luke 16. Luke 16 and verse 22. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. The rich man was a poor and needy person. Even though in his life he lived well, he fared sumptuously every day. He sat there in his robes and his wealth. But he said, he didn't say, I'm a poor and needy person until he was in torments. Until he died and he found out too late that he was a poor and needy person. And he needed someone to save him. But it was too late. We cannot save ourselves. So what can we do about it? Well, we need to cry out to God, asking him to save us, to help us. Is that the cry of your heart? Is that the cry of my heart? Or are you trying to go for it on your own? Are you trying to handle it on your own? I got this under control. I can do it. But no, we need to cry out for God's help. I cannot save myself. You cannot save yourself. You need a savior. We also need to acknowledge our need of Jesus today. While there is life, while there's hope, the rich man, he found out too late. We also need to accept our complete inadequacy, but accept God's mercy. Ephesians 2, 4-5 says, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Number two, we are poor and needy because we are dependent upon God for life to sustain us. God created man and breathed into him life. He breathed into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He gave us the life we have, and he also decides when our time is up, we are dependent on him. Yes, we have food on our tables. Our freezers are full. Canning shelves are full. And we have a pretty soft, pretty comfortable life. Is God in the picture of all this abundance, or are we forgetting that all this comes from God? Are we taking the credit to ourselves for what we have accomplished? You can turn to Daniel chapter 4. Daniel 4 and verse 30. This is King Nebuchadnezzar. The king spake and said, "Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty?" While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." He failed to recognize that he was the king of Babylon because God had given it to him, not because of what he had accomplished. How about us? What do we think of my accomplishments? Are they really mine, or is it God giving them and helping me with them? Do we give God the glory, or do we take pride in our accomplishments? We are dependent upon God. What can we do about it? Well, we can accept our dependency by giving God the credit for the life he has given me. I also think thankfulness is a great attitude to have to show our dependency on God. You know, it's pretty hard for a thankful person to be a proud person. And number three, we are poor and needy because we are incapable of directing the circumstances of our lives. Our flesh doesn't like that thought either, to be not in control of the circumstances that we face. We can't control what happens to us. We can't control the hardships we face. We try to make plans. We try to have goals, but sometimes God steps in and has different plans than what we thought it should be. How do we respond to that? We have to look at Luke 8. Luke 8 and verse 22. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, "Let us go over unto the other side of the lake." And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a great calm. The disciples faced a storm, circumstances beyond their control. What did they do? They cried out to Jesus, "Master, Master, we perish." They knew they could not control the circumstances, but they knew where to go. Oh, what can we do about the circumstances that we face when things don't go the way we think they should, or that are hard to accept, maybe? we need to accept the fact that accept that fact that we are not in control by trusting in God. God does control the circumstances, and He has a plan. He has a plan and a purpose for that. We need to trust Him. Yes, we need to make plans. We need to have, I think we should have dreams, goals. I think we need to hold them loosely and according to God's will. Because I think sooner or later we're going to have circumstances that are totally different than what we were thinking, or maybe something we don't like or care for. Point number four, we are poor and needy because we have areas of need in our own lives. This is probably the hardest one for us to admit, that I don't like to think of myself as needy. I don't need help. I can do it on my own. Maybe young people, I think about when I was a young person, they don't like to admit that we're needy. Maybe we put on a front of confidence. I can handle this. Maybe you pour your lives into things that make you think about, that make you not think about your need. Maybe you're looking for acceptance of others. I don't want people to think of myself as needy, but we are. We are needy. And it's also pretty easy for us to see the needs of others, see the problems of others, not see the needs of ourselves. We saw that in the Sunday school lesson with David. He could see the need of the rich man, but he couldn't see the need of his own heart. 1 Corinthians 12, read a couple of verses there. First Corinthians 12 and verse 21. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. We need each other's help to see the needs of our own lives. Going in love, going in care, and helping our brother, and also being ready to accept help when someone comes to me and points out a need in my life. I think most of all, we need to allow God to search our own hearts and open our eyes to the needs within. We need to accept that we have needs in our life, accept it in humility, and realize that God knows our needs. And God loves us still, even when we do have needs. And point number five, I am poor and needy because our past is not all honorable. You know, we have things in our past that we would just rather forget, and we would rather others forget about them too. I had to think of the woman taken in adultery in John 8. I'm sure she wished that she wasn't there, that she didn't have her past being exposed in front of all those accusers and in front of Jesus. But there she was, standing before Jesus. But I was impressed that she didn't, when all the other accusers left, she stayed there with Jesus. And she didn't run away. But she dealt with her past and accepted Jesus' words, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. And I think we also need to reckon with our past. We need to reconcile the things that need to be reconciled. We all make mistakes, need to accept our past and learn from our mistakes. But then we don't need to stay there. We need to move forward with God. I'd like to read a verse in Philippians. Philippians 3:13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Reaching forth and moving forward. Well, I hope that we can go from here with a greater sense of our need for God. We need God, and just have that sense of neediness. The state of being poor and needy under the care of a great God is a wonderful state to be in. The condition of being proud and self-sufficient without the protection of our God is an awful place to be in. We are richly blessed. Let's praise God. Let's glorify him for saving us, a poor and needy person. Let's kneel for prayer.